Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, an update on the Carolina Panthers headquarters in Rock Hill. 2 years from now, the facility will be ready. That's according to the construction team of Mascaro and Barton Mallow, who is currently working on getting phase one completed. John West, project executive, says that owner David Tepper wants to also incorporate local resources on the project, keeping the money in York County.
We want local boots on the ground, local workers, and local companies and suppliers. And it really went in the priority list of Rock Hill, York County, South Carolina, and North Carolina. And it has been very, very successful up to this point.
Joey Mascaro said that even with the delays, they have a good team of people working together to get it done.
That's why you got to work together as a team. Similar to football, the best construction projects consist of the best construction teams. And when you have an owner like Mark and David Tepper and our design firms, our owner reps, and our CMJV management team, plus all the subcontractors out here, it's just we're all aligned towards a common goal and getting football operations in here for a summer 2 years from now.
There was a slight delay due to various holdups, including COVID, but the project is back on track. John West says this new facility will be unlike anything in sports.
2 years from today, there will be nothing that rivals this sports facility, not only in the NFL, but I think in all sports teams in general.
The facility will be 700,000 square feet with three football fields in the works. The construction management team said they will employ nearly 1,000 workers over the course of the project.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.